You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's probably enough Too Hot to Trot for one day. That was the Barquets, bit of a classic. We started with Spanish language version and a bit of a hum, actually. Sorry about the hum. Electronic gear see me and start humming, unfortunately. So that was the Spanish version, which I'm trying to find the name of the group. Anyway, I'll put it up on a playlist in a second. It's off the Chic cover versions album that was put together. It's called La Freak, music inspired by Chic, compiled by Joey Negro. Sharanga 76 did Good Times, then the Barquets did Too Hot to Trot. Right, what do we do? Let's get on with the show.
So, you're loving Love Bucket, but you need to go home. Your Tinder date's coming over, the plumber's arriving between 12 and 12, or the cat's having emotional issues and needs you now. Luckily, you can now take a little taste of Love Bucket home with you. Bring a flagon and they'll fill it up with your favourite craft beer or cocktail, as well as a little touch of love. Love Bucket. It's also your new favourite off-licence at 309 K Road, at the back of the K Road Food Workshop.
Oh, it's 2 o'clock. Back on the Good Foot's about to start.
No, wait, what are you doing? I'm not wearing any shoes.
Huh?
Oh no, it's too late. The Salacious Mix of Colin Cruz, it's too much. I can't not dance. It's only a matter of time before my poor unprotected feet are ground down to wet chalky nubs and I'm left totally footless.
I mean, I can just turn off the radio.
No, I like this song.
Back on the Goodfoots, dousing you in solid soul toe tappers, rock steady groovers, and filthy funk freakouts every Sunday from 2 till 4 with your delightful hosts, Tina Turntables and Mr. Crawley. Back on the Goodfoots, proudly presented by Auckland's Shoemaster Generals, Pat Menzies. They've got your dancing shoes sorted and anything else your good feet could wish for. Walk on down to the Canterbury Arcade at 174 Queen Street, get on up to their new store in St. Kevin's Arcade on K Road, or pop online to patmenziesshoes.co.nz. Oh man, I just realised good foot and it's a shoe shop. That's classic. Good job, sales team.
Right, I've got a compilation that I just arrived in of funk from Suriname. Suriname funk, which is also known as Surinese funk. And I thought I was adding to my Afro-funk collection, and I was telling Russell Brown at the Cover Art 2 exhibition that's up number 1 Ponsonby Road the other night. I was telling Russell that I'd added to my Afro-funk collection, and he wasn't too sure. He checked Google, and Suriname is actually a Dutch former Dutch colony, which is in the northeast of South America. So I have added to my South American funk collection. Let's hear a track, and it's Steve Watson, Born to Boogie. Then we'll go into my favourite French band at the moment called Valla.
I was born
Right, that's Marvin Gaye, rocking After Midnight, track off the his final sort of real album that had Sexual Healing on. There was, I think, some odds and ends released after his death, but very international sound in terms of soul and funk today, because we played a bit of stuff from Suriname, was it? In the northeast of South America, that I think we may have even started that segment, didn't we, with that? I'll just grab the cover. I've lost the cover. It was Tom Watson, I Want a Boogie, I think, which doesn't sound very multicultural, does it? But that is a Suriname funk from on a reissue from Holland. Then we listened to my favourite French group. They've just done a second album, and the second album is better than the first, which is so rare nowadays. It's African Music, the track called, featuring Dr. Lass. Voila, and Voila has three A's on the end, so it's a misspelling, I think, of the more common French word. Then we had Marvin Gaye, who that song Rockin' After Midnight was actually written in Europe, so that involves another country too. Now I'm going to play a track by Stax recording by Eddie Floyd. This is one of my favourite songs of his. It wasn't a hit for him, and I've actually tried to suggest that some New Zealand woman singers could do it in the reggae style, because Stax had just discovered reggae and recorded some stuff in Jamaica. Not quite sure if this was actually recorded in Jamaica, but certainly inspired by travelling there on holiday, if not to work. Eddie Floyd, Baby Lay Your Head Down.
Gently on my bed. Tu sais tout ce que je te dis là, tout ça c'est sérieux. Tu sais tout ce que je te dis là, tout ça c'est sérieux. N'écoute pas les gens, non, je suis quelqu'un de sérieux. N'écoute pas les gens, non, je suis quelqu'un de sérieux. N'écoute pas ces gens, ils sont menteurs et envieux. N'écoute pas ces gens, ils sont menteurs et envieux. C'est pour la vie. Salut. C'est pour la vie. Quand je dis que je suis vraiment fait pour toi, crois-moi quand je dis que je suis vraiment fait pour toi. N'écoute pas les gens qui ne voient pas les choses comme ça. N'écoute pas les gens qui ne voient pas les choses comme ça. Ce sont des médisants, mais ils ne nous sépareront pas. Ce sont des médisants, il n'y aura personne entre toi et moi. C'est pour la vie. C'est pour la vie.
That's another track from Vala. So it comes out of France on the favourite label. Distribution by The Pusher Distribution, which is quite a good name because there's certainly a level of addiction with vinyl purchasing. That was Pula V featuring Pat Colour, Vala, the name of the group. The track before was Eddie Floyd on the Stax label, Baby Lay Your Head Down. Great little reggae tin sort of soul track out of Memphis from that. About 1973.
Dude, why are we inside this hollow tree in Albert Park?
It's the only venue I could afford. Don't go. I'm about to start my show.
I'm the only other person here.
It's a very special show.
Stuck for a non-shitty venue? Thank the theatre gods for the Vic in Devonport. Hire their lovely bar for drinks or intimate live performances, or screen a film or take to the stage in the beautiful 180-seat Victoria Theatre. Whatever your venue hire needs, the Vic Devonport's got you covered. See thevic.co.nz.
always an enigmatic presence floating on the fringes of the mainstream, Evan Dando returns to our shores for an intimate solo show at the Tuning Fork, celebrating the reissue of his 2003 solo debut, Baby I'm Bored. Known and revered both as a solo artist and as frontman for the Lemonheads, Dando brings his extensive back catalogue, magnetic stage presence, and an all-star grab bag of surprising covers for a rare Antipodean visit. Evan Dando, live at the Tuning Fork, Sunday, June 4th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
May 6th is J-Day. Join Normal and other anti-prohibitionists for a stimulating session of marijuana music and cannabis campaigning. Saturday, May 6th from high noon to 4:20pm in Elwood Park. J-Day is R18, free entry with thanks to the Hemp Store.
Real Groovy Records brings you the 95BFM Jazz Show, Sunday afternoons from 12 till 2.
Something new and something exciting, something new and something exciting will happen, something very new.
The Jazz Show, a show for the jazz-wise and the otherwise, with your hosts, Blind Mango Chutney, Duncan Campbell and myself, Def Jim, bringing you 2 hours of the music that jazz became and the music it's becoming. The Jazz Show, Sundays from midday, proudly brought to you by Real Groovy Records, 369 Queen Street.
Right, let's play a track from Ali Escobar. He's a DJ, re-edits. So it's the track's called Everybody. Haven't a clue what the original is, but people stop me in the street and say they like the Ali Escobar, well, that one DJ, Ali Escobar re-edit. So let's have a go.
Thank you.
Right, that's an Ali Escobar re-edit of a song called Everybody. No idea what the original group was. If anyone knows, do tell me some via Facebook or something like that. Anyway, final... Sunday jazz I'm doing. The DJ set at Golden Dawn from 5 p.m. onwards and playing in the bar inside Melancholy Babe. So it should be a great night on Sunday at Golden Dawn for Sunday jazz. Might play some of the sort of French Afro funk on Sunday, because if it's in a foreign language, people will think it's jazz, won't they? I think that's how it works. Anyway, this one I won't be playing. It's a bootleg I sort of felt I had to buy. More certified dad music than what I normally play. It's Tom Petty Live with a track we all know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.